In this gallery, we again have a single series of works.
Again, it was doing a group to sort of sum up, trying to figure out where you were and how to get beyond it.
There were six paintings in this series altogether. Where does this title come from, Cold Mountain?
Cold Mountain is a group of poems written in the Dang Dynasty, about 700 AD, by a hermit poet named Hanshan, and they're landscape-oriented poems. I based these paintings on the form of the poems. I worked them the same way you write Chinese, from top to bottom, right to left. And it worked very good for me because I'm left-handed, so I didn't smear anything as I was going across.
The single forms remain in very residual way underneath the overall flowing lines of the painting.
That's true. But then I started incorporating things that are in the poems. This painting, subtitled Bridge, the mystical bridge you crossed over to go from the real to the more supernatural. And this bridge supposedly existed in these mountains where Hanshan lived. They claim he would write poems on walls of caves, on barks of trees, and then later people found them in the woods and collected them.
Hanshan was a Zen poet, and his poetry could be characterized as a spiritual search. Is that another kind of resonance that one would see in this work?
I was responding very strongly to the poetry at the time, but I can never say that I'm trying to put something spiritual into a painting. If I do try to put anything spiritual into the painting, it's the fact that I accept the spiritual or other possibilities in painting. Mm-hmm. And when people say painting is dead, I just think, well, are you kidding? You know, they haven't even begun to explore the possibilities. Mm-hmm.